As I grabbed the railing and scanned the skyscrapers, I noticed in my peripheral that my jacuzzi was bubbling up like volcano lava ready to erupt. The great thing about being 21 years old and living a luxurious life is that I never got used to it. Unlike most of my bratty friends, I appreciated everything Dad had accomplished. Not only was he extremely successful, but he made time to educate me so that I followed in his footsteps. I sensed it was important to him that I was also successful. Although I admired Dad, I saw that he had a disdain for poor and unsuccessful people. Perhaps, his displeasure of being surrounded by them was his motivation for his success.
"You're ready, Junior?"
asked Dad as he walked out onto the balcony. "Let's go." Apart from spending most of my time at Dad's firm to learn the ins and outs of the real estate industry, I went out with him to business dinners and social networking events. Tonight, we were on the hunt for ass. Dad taught me that getting laid was important to get rid of our frustration. He said that a man who had an abundance of pussy felt that he could focus on the things that mattered. Dad also stressed the importance of never getting attached. He said feelings resulted in a loss of focus and laid a path to making wrong decisions. Dad pulled up into a basement parking, switched the Lembo off, and then we got into the elevator. A gold railing surrounded us, and I looked at myself in the mirror. The gel had spiked my brown hair, and my body fit perfectly into the slim, dark gray suit. Dad wore a black suit without a tie and a white shirt unbuttoned at the top. He looked great for his age. The elevator door opened and led into a penthouse. We stepped out, and I looked up at the dimmed chandelier, then the lit candles placed along the sides in the corridor. The abstract paintings made me feel that we were about to enter a kinky lounge, and I liked it. Two dark women wearing lingerie were sitting on the black couch, smiling at us. The one had brown hair and the other black, but both were tanned. I looked at Dad, and my lips curled. He smiled, winked, and then said,
"We've been working hard. It's time to take a load off."
The two ladies walked up to us, and the brunette grabbed my hand and led me to the couch. Dad and the other woman sat beside us, then stroked his chest and smiled. The brunette stroked my leg as she reached for the whiskey bottle, poured it into a glass and then handed it to me. I didn't know how Dad organized these two or where we were, but I was certain that we would have fun. The black-haired sat on top of Dad and unbuttoned his shirt. The brunette sat on me with her back facing and wiggled her ass on my dick. I grabbed her waist and pressed my boner against her ass.
I like that.
I saw in my peripheral that Dad was sucking his date's tits as she glided her fingers through his hair. The brunette reclined, leaning her back on my chest, then raised her legs and spread them wide open. I slid my hand down her abdomen and then rubbed her pussy over her G-string. She bit my ear, then whispered,
"Let's see what you got, big boy."
I saw that she didn't mind skipping foreplay and wanted to get to the good stuff. So, I pushed her off me, and she screeched. As she hovered over the coffee table and swayed as she lost her balance, I leapt up and grabbed her arm. She smiled as I pulled her into me and whiffed her neck. I clutched a fist of her hair and bent her over the couch. As I unzipped my pants, I saw that the black-haired was riding Dad. Man, she had magnificent tits. I couldn't blame Dad for squeezing them as she jumped on top of him. I pulled down the brunette's G-string and put a condom on. Dad said that it was better to be safe than sorry. He added that the last thing a man striving for success needed was an STD or getting a woman pregnant. I stuck my dick into the brunette and then parted her cheeks to look at her anus. Something about looking at it made me hornier. I guess it was the fantasy of wanting to have anal sex and not knowing what it felt like that turned me on so much. She groaned as I penetrated. I grabbed her hair and pulled it back, and I saw that she clenched her teeth. I wasn't sure if she was enjoying it or was in pain, but I liked inflicting a bit of pain on her. It made me feel in charge, like I owned her for those few minutes. She shot out several rapid screeches as I rammed her faster. I pulled her hair back more, bent over her, and then grabbed her neck as my lips brushed her ear during the penetration. Her face flushed, and I thought that I was choking her a bit too aggressively, so I loosened the grip. The brunette dunked her head and screamed as my balls clapped her cheeks. The clapping sound turned me on even more, making me bang her faster. I felt that I was about to come, so I pulled out my dick, whipped off the condom, and then came on her ass. I looked at Dad and saw that the black-haired was riding him in reverse cowgirl. Her tits bounced as she looked at the ceiling. Dad sure knows how to pick them. The brunette returned from the toilet after I got dressed and asked,
"You want to talk out on the balcony while these two finish up?"
"Sure." We went outside, and I was pleasantly surprised to hear that she had intelligent things to say. As I realized that I was enjoying the conversation too much, I tuned out by thinking about the tasks that waited for me at the office on Monday. I ran the risk of getting attached if I enjoyed myself a bit too much with her. 10 minutes later, I looked inside the window and saw Dad getting dressed. "Looks like my dad is ready," I said to the brunette. She walked me to the elevator and said,
"Call me."
I smiled as the elevator shut. It was the only way I knew how to respond without lying. "Where'd you get these two?"
"Had a friend organize them. They're not bad, huh?"
Dad jolted my elbow. I raised my eyebrows, smiled and nodded. On Monday morning, on my way to the office, my phone rang. Junior speaking.
"Hi. It's V."
I frowned. "Who?"
"V. We met on Friday. I asked you to call me."
"Oh, right. How are you?"
"Good. You never called."
I waited a few seconds for her to carry on, but it's like that was her question. "Yeah, I don't know what to tell you."
"You don't know what to tell me. That's all you have to say."
I sensed her tone get icier. "It was nice to meet you." She snorted a laugh.
"It was nice to meet me. You're such a jerk. You know, I thought that you'd be different from your dad, but the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. The universe is going to punish you for being so heartless. Mark my words."
She hung up. I sighed, then wondered why Dad had to pick somebody he knew for us to bang. I walked into the office and greeted Harriet.
"Morning, Junior. I trust you had a good weekend."
"Something like that."
"Would you like to talk about it?"
Harriet was more than my dad's PA. She was part of the family and had worked for Dad since he started the business. I felt that I could confide in her with anything. "Let's have a word in the office." Dad was due to come in the next 15 minutes, so I had to make it quick.
"What's on your mind?"
"Tell me about my past. I know Dad doesn't want you talking to me about it, but I have to know." The door clicked as Harriet pushed it.
"What would you like to know?"
"Dad and my mom. Who was she? How did they meet?"
"Your father got a lucrative contract to build a big residential complex when he first started the company 23 years ago. It was in a small town, and he went there for the first few months of the project, then worked out of the office for a year before returning to oversee the project in its final year. The project took about 3 years to complete, and while he was there, he met Zelda."
"Who's she?"
"Forgive me for telling you this, Junior, but she was a stripper."
"Why should you be sorry? If that's what she was."
"Zelda is your mother."
My eyes widened as my lips parted. "Where is she?"
"We don't know. When she arrived with you at the office, your dad paid her off and made her sign papers to never interfere in your lives again."
"Why not be with her so that we can be a family?"
"Your dad was rubbing shoulders with the elite in the real estate industry. Can you imagine your father introducing someone like Zelda to those types?"
"I guess not."
"Besides, your father hated her."
"Why?"
"It's because Zelda reminded him that he failed. Your father never wanted to get attached to any woman, especially not a stripper from a small town who could barely fend for herself. When he got her pregnant, he felt that he let himself down, and he wanted nothing to do with a woman whom he deemed to be low class."
"Wow. Didn't know Dad was that stern."
"After he paid her, he vowed never to make the same mistake again. The only thing that helped him get through that ordeal was that he got a son, and he promised himself that Zelda would never hurt him in any way.
That's some story.
Your dad wanted you to be like him and nothing like Zelda. That's why he called you Kelvin Jr. and spent so much time with you. He didn't want you to be scarred for life by telling you that your mother was a poor stripper.
Do you know how? Dad cut me off as he walked through the door.
Morning, Kelvin.
Morning. Please, can you get me a strong cup of coffee?
I'm on it.
Dad, as much as I had fun on Friday, let's not get involved again with someone who knows your inner circle.
Why?
He smirked.
Did the brunette call you and become clingy?
Yes. He chuckled.
All right. I'll tell you what. You find us some high-quality ass, and that's where we'll go.
During lunch, I browsed the web and found a no-strings-attached party outside of town. I wanted it to be away from the city, where nobody knew us. It looked like a decent place, and we wouldn't have to deal with any drama. It was going to be a quick boink on Friday night, and we'd return back home. We took the SUV to avoid attracting unnecessary attention and because of the dirt road that spanned a few kilometers off the main road. I was surprised to see that the venue was a ranch, but it looked decent. Dad didn't look impressed, but he kept his comments to himself. Most of the parked cars were luxurious and looked expensive. The host greeted us at the door and then led us to a room where he kept a diamond piece just for us. His words, not mine. We walked in and saw a girl my age lying on the bed. She had blonde, curly hair and amazing legs. Dad tapped my chest and said,
"Let me have her first."
He spread her legs open and pulled her towards the edge of the bed. He stuck his dick inside her pussy as she lay on her back and then started convulsing. It's like he was an out-of-control animal who hadn't been intimate in years. The girl was screaming as he banged the hell out of her. I thought he would break her in half, and there would be nothing left of her for me. Dad grimaced as he came. He was panting and had sweat on his forehead as he dressed, then sat on the sofa behind me. I loved doggy style, so I told the girl to turn around. She got on all fours, and I smiled as I saw the birthmark on her ass. I stuck my dick in her and rode her harder than any other girl. There was something about her that made me feel so close to her. She really did have an amazing ass. I came inside the condom while in her, but I wanted Dad to experience her ass as well. Dad, you gotta try her from behind. She's amazing. He smiled at me, then pushed himself off the sofa and approached the girl. Before he was about to enter her, he looked at her ass and said,
"What the hell?"
She looked over her shoulder.
What?
That birthmark. It's in the same place and identical too.
Have you seen it before?
Never mind.
Dad stepped away. Dad, what's going on? He stormed past me and headed for the door. Dad!
Let's get the hell out of here, Junior. I've just been completely put off.
My mother has the exact same birthmark.
The girl got dressed. Dad gaped. He let go of the handle, stepped forward and asked,
"What's your mother's name?"
"Zelda."
My eyes shot to her. "Dad, what's going on?"
"Show me her picture."
She pulled her phone out of her purse and showed it to him. He looked like his throat had swollen up and he couldn't breathe. "What's your name?"
"Chazelle."
"And you said your mother's name was Zelda?"
"Yes."
"Can you call her?"
"Sure."
She dialed and put her on speakerphone.
"Mom, there's somebody here who wants to speak to you."
Dad marched up to Chazelle and snatched the phone from her.
"Zelda?"
"Yes. Who's this?"
"It's Kelvin Strutberg."
"Oh, hi. It's been a while."
"I see you get around."
"What do you mean?"
"Well, we've just met your daughter. How many more kids do you have with other men?"
"It's only Chazelle and our boy, Kelvin. I'm not a slut like you think I am. And by the way, both are yours?"
Dad frowned.
"What? What do you mean both are mine?"
Chazelle is your daughter. I had her before I had our son.
He shook his head as he paced.
That's impossible. I only got you pregnant once. Junior. Junior is our son.
You got me pregnant before that. I just didn't tell you. Remember when you started your project, you and I saw each other for a few months, then you went back to New York and didn't return for a year?
Yes.